Hello and welcome to my channel about mediumship, trauma healing and relationships. In this video I would like to explain some of the core principles of honest sharing, a modality, a method of communication that allows us to transform our suffering in relationships, whether these are conflicts or rejection or loneliness whatsoever, with honest sharing correctly and precisely and fully applied, you have a great opportunity to transform your life and your relationships. If you want to know more about this modality, please look at the description. There you find more information, links and videos so that you can apply it in your own life on your own without any therapist or specialist. Yeah, it's a simple method that can transform your life, and it will transform your life, by the way, if it is applied correctly. And it's for free. It's free of charge. You just have to understand it and exactly do as it is described in the material. So let's come to some questions from people of the United States about honest sharing. Why is it important to not react when listening? Honest sharing is not a dialogue. What we call connection, contact, relationships is often more a fight for attention. So it's an energy war. What we do with this reaction and immediate reaction and what we call dialogue is a fight who is forced to bring his attention to the story of the other. So what we want to achieve is that the others listen to our stories. Yeah, and if we achieve that, then we feel well, energized, and the others feel bad. So that's what we call dialogue. It's a war, actually. So there will be no healing, no transformation, no real contact. It's based on developmental trauma, more or less. So if this doesn't work, we need something else. And honest sharing means that we do not react. It's not a dialogue. But nevertheless, it creates the contact and the connection we long for. And it is done in the way that one person speaks for 5 minutes, for example, and the other person just listens for 5 minutes. No intervention, no interaction, no reply, no response, no reaction, just listening. Then the other way around, and the other person talks and speaks 5 minutes, and the first one just listens. So this brings us into connection, because connection means energy flow, flow of information. And this only works if we have someone who shares something and the other who accepts it. That means really listening to it, not just listening and to prepare the reaction. I mean really listening, just letting it in. And this real listening is only possible if that what we listen to is not threatening us, is not a burden. Yeah. So we need a special way how to do the honest sharing, and this is described in the material. I will not do that in this video. But the reason is to create this energy flow, that real contact. Two nervous system must be in a more or less relaxed state, and one shares what's inside of him or her, and the other truly, really listens. So this creates the connection, and that's the reason why the process is designed in that way, that it's not a ping pong, it's not a reaction, and there are no reactions at all involved. It's just talking and listening. No reaction. This has to be understood. And this brings the solution, although it first may appear strange, yeah, but you have to find out. So that's the reason. if there is the impulse to react, that means either two possibilities. Either what you heard was not real honest sharing and your system wants to defend against it. One possibility. The other possibility is that what you heard was correct honest sharing, but it triggered emotions in you that you want to escape from. And usually we escape from it by reacting, by doing something, by reacting on it, instead of feeling it. And later, when it's our turn, share it. So that's the reason why there is no reaction involved in honest sharing. Next question. Why is it important to move as little as possible during honest sharing? It's about distorted energy. And the main or the most important connection is between our hearts, and this means the emotional level. This is our core, the core also of our biology. Yeah. It's hard to explain that in a few words, but what happens as a child is that the full connection, which is mainly through emotional expression, had to be was distorted by the environment. And that means for the child, it has to direct its life force through side channels. And it cannot express itself through the main channel. So that means the energy goes either into the head and produces strong thinking all the time, or it goes into the body and produces symptoms or even illnesses, or even the energy is completely withdrawn from the physical and people are more in transpersonal and transcendent states. So these are some possibilities. And another possibility is to direct the energy into physical action. So instead of allowing the child to express that there is joy, happiness, grief, or hate or anger, the surrounding environment, because they cannot deal with it, force the child, instead of this communication, into an action. Yeah? Instead of getting in contact with the child, they force him to do something. Whatever. Homework, whatsoever. So this is distorted energy, and we continue that subconsciously. And one way to do that is to direct the energy into physical movement. And then we have people during the honest sharing that constantly move their body. They unconsciously, most of the time, they direct the emotional energy, or the energy that actually wanted to be expressed through the emotions, direct it into body movements. So, for example, instead of feeling anger, they have the impulse to constantly move the body, yeah, or cough, or itches, or whatsoever, it's body symptoms. So that's, and if we allow that, then we have no possibility to get in a contact, because the body reaction is the avoiding of the contact that was forced by the early environment, but not today anymore. So in a way, we have to stop that. If we realize that our body is doing that, we have to stop that in order to force the energy back into the emotional channel. And if we do that, it is possible, for example, if I realize that I'm constantly moving and I stop that, that suddenly the emotions come up. And then we share it. And then we have directed the energy back into the way that brings us into connection and thus fulfillment and in the end relaxation and happiness. That's the reason why we should stop that if there's too much body movement. But of course, not. It doesn't mean that we have to get frozen. That's the other extreme. Yeah, it's possible to freeze the energy and bring the body like to a dead end. That's not what I mean. That's the other strategy. So it's an alive, a calmness that calmness that is alive. So, yeah, and this brings everything back to the actual expression. So I hope this makes it a bit clear why we should not allow the body to make too much movements. Yeah. Then another question was how to correctly identify the inner movement according to the appropriate level. So whether it is mental, emotional, or physical sensation. This is interesting. We are so destroyed that many people don't even are able to say what that is, what they perceive in them. So there is something, and they can't even say if this is something of the physical body or the emotions. Emotions, for example, are joy, grief, sadness, jealousy, hate, anger. These are emotions. Body sensations are, for example, heat, coolness, pressure, pain, relaxation, these things. And if there's confusion, it doesn't matter. It is important that you address the level according to your perceptions. If it is not correct from the absolute point of view, okay, no, it's not such a problem. For example, the main the main question is about fear. Many people say fear is an emotion. My understanding is that fear is a body reaction. But if for you it is an emotion, then share it as an emotion. I feel fear. Yeah, that's okay. I would say I perceive in my body, I perceive stress, and my mind thinks, or my head thinks, that it is stress. Or my mind thinks that this is fear. And the question itself is a mental process. So you also could share that. My head thinks that I am unclear about this perception. Or my head thinks that I don't know which level that is, what I perceive currently. So don't get trapped into questions and problems. This is all mental movement and itself a trick to avoid the contact. Do it as you perceive it, but clearly use the phrases in front of the sentences. So then there will be no problem, and sooner or later with your experience you more and more clearly see what level it is, if it's on the emotional part or on the physical part. Often several levels are involved, but we have to, for the honest sharing, we have to share them not as a mixed, not as a mixture, but each level separately. Yeah. So you share what's on the emotional level, you share what's on the physical level, and on the mental level. Then there was another question about regularly attending local groups. Yes, some people, many people just come if they feel bad, if they think they need some support. Well, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. But the real deep transformation happens only if you regularly attend a local group, whether you are feeling good or bad, independent of your state, of your emotions, of your situation. If you constantly, every week, visit a local group and do the process, then the transformation that will happen is so deep, so so great, that you no longer depend on states, on suffering or happiness. You will reach a realization where you clearly see that you are weather, that you are not the suffering, that you are not the happiness, that you have nothing to do actually with all the stuff that is going on in your body-mind system. And this is the deep transformation that is possible. And if you just come to the group if you feel bad, then it's like, you stay in the poles feeling bad and try to get a fix. Honest sharing is not about fixing problems. It's not about transforming suffering. It has no goal. It's not a strategy. It's not a path. But if you do it regularly, you will have a deep transformation. But if you use honest sharing as a strategy to transform or avoid suffering, then the deep transformation that is possible will not happen. Yes, something may happen, something good. But what's really possible, you miss. So my recommendation is, I know there's resistance, I know, but you can also visit a local group and do the process with your resistance. Then share the resistance, but it's important to do that regularly. And something magical will happen. You can't even imagine. It's really unbelievable. And what you have to sacrifice is what we call ego. That's the price.